Gather round the huddle on ABC Local Radio and on ABC Grandstand Digital.
The Swans were challenged by the Giants yesterday. I mean, the Suns yesterday, but they came through okay. Now they're on the road to Perth to take on the Dockers. It's going to be tough, but they're up for the challenge.
Franklin from behind, one grab, two. Buddy might get his first goal of the night. Would you believe it? At the 29-minute mark, he plays on quickly from 20, and Buddy does get his first goal of the night.
Big Buddy there. Lance is always a big finals player, so he'll get his chance in red and white once again, as will Tom Mitchell, a Sydney Swans midfielder who's going to have a really important role to play now, you feel, particularly with that injury to Kieran Jack. But he has been racking up the possessions and becoming an important component in that Swans midfield mix, and he joins us here in the huddle on Grandstand AFL today. Tom, welcome.
Thanks, guys. Cheers for having me.
Congratulations on the win yesterday and a top four finish. They did challenge the Suns, didn't they, for long periods yesterday. They made you work for it.
Yeah, they did. You know, that second and third quarter, they really, you know, put it right to us and, you know, got on top of us at stages there. And, yeah, they played really hard and a really contested game, which was a probably good preparation going into Freo this week. But, yeah, they played really well last night.
And, Tom, off to Perth next week. Of all the teams that travel well, I reckon Sydney are right up there. What is it about getting on the road with you guys that you perform particularly well?
Yeah, I'm not really sure. I suppose as a team, we do really enjoy getting away and just a group. And, you know, it's a really good feeling when, you know, the whole opposition crowd sort of against you. And I suppose there's no better feeling than when you silence that crowd and you know you're getting on top. So, you know, it's always great to get over to Perth. We feel like we play, you know, not too bad over there. And, yeah, hopefully we can get a win.
Tom, we just spoke obviously about Kieran Jack's injury. I mean, what's it like playing and you see someone, you know, one of your leaders get carried off? And have you got an update? Have you seen him this morning?
No, I haven't seen him this morning. I think he hurt his medial ligament in his knee. I'm not sure how bad or anything it is. I'm sure he'll get scans and stuff to confirm that in the next coming days. But yeah, when obviously he went down and got the vest on, it wasn't a great sign, but. You know, we're hopeful it's nothing too serious and you can be out there sooner rather than later for us.
Tom Mitchell's with us here in the huddle from the Sydney Swans on Grandstand AFL. Tom, perception is that, you know, Swans have finished top four and you're giving yourself a platform to have a really significant final series, but there's a feeling that maybe, you know, they're not quite on the pace with the teams at the top of the ladder. What's the perception from within the Sydney Swans about your ability to take on the Eagles, the Hawks and the Dockers and win?
Yeah, I think as a group we have a really good self-belief and we've shown at stages, you know, throughout the year that we can still compete really well with the top teams, those teams you mentioned. So, yeah, I think the belief's definitely there within the group, but obviously we don't want to look any further ahead than this week and we understand how good Freo's been all year and that, you know, we'll have to be at our best to beat them over there.
If you had to identify what it is that signifies the Sydney Swans playing at their best, what are the elements that the team looks to benchmark that? And what should we be looking for when you play next weekend to see if that's there or not?
Yeah, I suppose it just comes down to a really good team performance, really. And, you know, everyone's sort of contributing and playing their role. And when everyone's on board, it obviously makes it a lot easier. And obviously important parts of the game, such as, you know, tackling and contested possession, they're two pretty crucial things in finals-type games. So they're probably a couple of things which we'll look to get on top of this weekend.
What about your own game, Tom? You've plied your trade in the NEAFL for quite some time, worked your way back in. Are you feeling settled there now, or is it still that, you know, I need to perform week in, week out to hold on to my spot? Is it competitive?
Yeah, I suppose it's always competitive with the, you know, the amount of midfielders we have and obviously the types of players like Kennedy and Hanbury and McVay, you know, the list goes on. We have a lot of quality players in there, but yeah, I suppose it's a good thing in a way. You just want to try and perform your role as best you can each week and, you know, just hope that leads to playing every game each week. So, you know, that's all you can do, I suppose.
Tom, with your role, you know, you've run with a few guys this year. How hard is that? As a junior, you're just taught to go and get the ball 100 times, and in the NEAFL, you were getting it 60 times a game. So how hard was it to get that into your psyche playing?
Yeah, I suppose this year has been a great experience to be able to play on, you know, some of the best players in the comp. You know, guys like Travis Boak and Sam Mitchell and those guys. You know, the lessons you learn on those guys when you're on them, I suppose, you know, really, really help you individually. And, you know, you learn lessons, which I'm sure you'll take with you throughout the rest of your career. So it's been a, you know, a really good experience to be able to do a few of those defensive roles. And, yeah, I've really loved those opportunities.
What do you have to change? Do you, like, you can't hunt the ball, or do you have to stop yourself from going where you naturally would?
At times, I suppose. But I suppose at the same time, if you look at the other side of it, it's just a great learning experience. And, you know, you can find little tricks and little things that those players do and what makes them such great players. So I suppose it's beneficial either way, really.
And what about the old man, mate? He must be happy with you playing in the finals. And does he give you advice? What sort of a father is he?
Yeah, he is good. He's a great support. I think it's always good to, you know, have someone outside the footy club who you can talk to and bounce things off here and there as well. So he's always been a great support for me. And, yeah, I'm sure he'll continue to do that in the future as well. He's been great.
Tom, just quickly, Luke Parker, any chance of playing again this year?
I'm not too sure. I think he's starting a running program pretty soon. So obviously we all know how good of a player he is and how important he is to our team. So we're hoping he can get up and going alongside Kieran as well and, you know, get those two quality players back into the team. But I'm not exactly sure how he's progressing. But, you know, knowing the type of player he is, I'm sure he'll be fine to get back as quick as he can.
Good luck, Tom. Great to talk to you, and congratulations on establishing yourself in that Sydney Swans team and a finals campaign. Have you played many finals before?
I've played a couple, I think, a few years ago. But, yeah, really looking forward to, obviously, this weekend, Freo, a big game. So, yeah, can't wait for it.
Thanks for talking to us here on Grandstand AFL in the Huddle.
All right, thanks, guys. Cheers.